Hi, I'm Karen Chasson, Executive Director of the St. Petersburg Foundation. My guest today is Dr. Carrie Szymanski, who is the Director of the Tampa Bay Business Women Center. She's going to tell us what services they provide and a little bit about the organization and what it needs from the community right now.
Well, we're grateful to be here. So as you said, you know, I'm the director of the Tampa Bay Women's Business Center, where we help female entrepreneurs launch and grow successful businesses. And I've been an entrepreneur myself. I taught entrepreneurship for several years, and I never knew this amazing organization existed. So many folks have heard about SCORE and the SBDC. The SBA also has another arm of women's business centers. There's 135 across the country. We're very lucky to be in the Tampa Bay community. We're the only SBA Women's Business Center on the west coast of Florida. And we help entrepreneurs in Hillsborough, Pinellas, Polk, Pasco, Manatee, and Hernando counties. What's amazing about our organization is we offer free business coaching, free webinars, and lots of innovative and wonderful educational opportunities for small businesses. So we're very excited to be here. We have offices in Tampa, Florida, and also in St. Petersburg at the Poynter Institute. So love St. Pete and love to get more involved in the community.
That's great. I'm sure most of our listeners know this, but SBA is a small business administration, correct? An agency of the federal government that provides business support. So pretty impressive to be an official SBA site. What does that entail? What does that bring the community that they wouldn't have without that designation?
You know, I like to think of our organization as a connector of resources. So the SBA is absolutely amazing. There's information about access to grants and loans, access to educational resources. We were part of the CARES project. We worked with a lot of entrepreneurs to help apply for PPP loans during COVID, EIDL loans. So we're really first on the scene to help with any sort of resources entrepreneurs might need. And as a female entrepreneur, sometimes you want a confidant, you want a coach. We have an amazing team of coaches that have experience in law, accounting, finance, social media marketing that are here to talk one-on-one with our clients. And the great thing is we just launched our Hispanic project. We have coaching and webinars available in both in English as well as Spanish.
That is fantastic. So that's a lot of firepower to put at the disposal of these female entrepreneurs. How do you finance that? What is your financial structure like?
So we are partially funded by the SBA, and we have to fundraise a match to make up the difference of that grant that they facilitate. So we're out in the community. We're looking for donors, anyone wants to sponsor any of our programs. We have great opportunities to sponsor, to donate. And by giving and funding to the Tampa Bay Women's Business Center, not only are you helping one entrepreneur, but you're also putting food on the table for her family. She's hiring employees and growing our community and our economy. So we're so grateful to any of the donors outside in our community.
So speaking of donors, what tends to tip somebody toward wanting to support the Tampa Bay Business Women's Center? What do you find is the most compelling part of your appeal?
So when I first got here, there's so many great resources for entrepreneurs out in the community. So I was looking, what's our competitive advantage? What makes us different? I think it's the experience and expertise of our coaches. Everything is virtual, so you can just be in your jammies. You don't have to get in the car to commute. We've got entrepreneurs on the phone that can help at any level. So if you need help, you've got a business idea, you don't know where to start, you need to put together a business plan, come up with a name, get registered, our team of coaches can help. We also work with folks that are 2 to 3 years down the line in their businesses. Maybe they need to hire staff, need a better social media marketing plan. Show me the money is always the big question. So a lot of entrepreneurs don't know where to go to access money. So we have a number of different webinars. We have great sponsorship from banks. So we help, where do you get a loan? What do you need to do? Your personal credit affects your business credit. Where is the free money? The free money is called grants, not always easy to obtain, but we have all those wonderful resources available on our website.
So there's been a lot of conversation about the disparity in access to capital, the challenges that minority entrepreneurs often experience. And I imagine that that's doubly an issue for female entrepreneurs of color. Do you have any particular strategies for strengthening the pipeline of capital to businesses?
We do. We're so excited. We just formed a partnership with First Home Bank that's going to be sponsoring a webinar series on access to capital for minority female entrepreneurs. So that's going to be launching this summer.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Tell us about a couple of the businesses that you've been impressed by, but at least the stories that you can tell that aren't too confidential or proprietary.
It's really amazing. And I think, you know, for those of us that work in the nonprofit world or even for profit, you know, you're back creating strategies back in the office, but to actually talk to our clients to see what they're going through and how they're expanding and increasing their businesses has been amazing. So a couple of clients that I work with, they've worked in the fashion industry. I'm a former fashion merchandising professor. So I've seen them have an idea, start to put it together, and then launch. And that's been super exciting and to start to go through the process. We have another entrepreneur that participated, not only with our coaching, but our mastermind groups. And through our mastermind, she was able to gain six new clients and double her sales within 3 months. So that was amazing.
What is mastermind?
A mastermind group is a wonderful way for accountability, peer-to-peer networking, education. It's facilitated by one of our business coaches. So you know how you say, oh my gosh, I have to do this, this, and this this week. And there's, as an entrepreneur, you're by yourself. There's no one telling you what to do. So each week a mastermind group gets together, they talk about goals, they talk about challenges, and it brings together 6 to 8 women that are in different industries, but they really form a great support group. And our business coach as a facilitator helps to walk them down the line so they can achieve the goals that they've set out to do.
That's very cool. I think I could use that myself. What has been the biggest difference in moving these coaching sessions to a virtual space, and how's that working for you?
You know, we love virtual. Our clients love virtual. They don't have to deal with the commute. Everything, you can share documents, share information, look at websites together. When we do virtual, it's really what works best for the client. If it's by the phone, by Zoom, Teams, there's so many different options out there. So many entrepreneurs today, not only they're a business owner, they're a mom, suddenly they're a teacher, maybe working 2 or 3 different jobs while launching their business. So really the virtual coaching enables them to fit it into their schedule without having to do that commute time.
So what kind of opportunities are there for people that want to support your clients?
So we have a wonderful sponsorship opportunity where folks, if they want to support, we have different ways to give. They could sponsor a webinar. We have an amazing webinar series with all kinds of great education on technology, partnerships with Google and Microsoft. Also that just internal, we just did a great one on how to brand yourself from the inside out. We talk about goal setting, how to launch an e-commerce site. So we're really focused on improving technology for our entrepreneurs. We're not a tech company, but we can't ignore it. So we want to provide resources. So any organization or person that wants to sponsor a webinar, great way to get in front of our community. We have different classes and webinar series, sponsorship for continuous coaching. So if anyone wants to go to our website at thecenter.org, Center spelled the French way, CENTRE.org. They can get more information about our sponsorship opportunities.
Excellent. And speaking of tech, as you were a second ago, there are business accelerators and incubators and entrepreneurship programs that really focus on technology startups. That is, I understand that you are indifferent to the industry. You're supporting any and all female-led businesses. But tell us a little bit about the distribution across industries. What are you seeing?
What I love about the Tampa St. Pete market is it's very collaborative. If there's a client that comes to us that maybe is a better fit with some of the collaborators at the industry accelerators or the workspaces, we'll send them over. There's so many great resources. We want to make sure our clients are getting the right ones met. So the industries that we represent, our clients come from fashion, they come from healthcare, retail, food industries. So anyone might own a hair salon, a jewelry store, a lot of online that's been happening, a lot of home health that we've found, life coaches, photographers, Someone just called, they're renting out golf carts. That sounds super fun. And every day as I see our clients, you know, come through the door, it's just such fascinating business ideas. And we're so happy to help them to achieve their dreams. Oh, one of our taglines is the Tampa Bay Women's Business Center, where success begins.
Oh, that's great. So will you be playing a role or participating at all in the Tampa Bay Innovation Center that's fundraising for its building?
No.
Okay. So just adding to the richness of the ecosystem, you have your own special niche and you're going to stay located where you are.
Yes. So we are part of the Center for Women, which has a variety of different services for senior housing and senior improvement. We have Tampa Bay Works for Women to help with careers and resumes and so forth. We have a mental health and wellness counseling and a variety of other programs, really as a community resource for women.
That's an interesting history. It goes all the way back to the early 70s, and it was started by a former state legislator. Isn't that correct? What was her name?
Yes. Helen Gordon Davis founded the Center for Women in 1977. She found a lot of, they call the term displaced homemakers, and started the Center for Women really as a resource to help get women on their feet and forge ahead in their careers.
Yeah, it was an interesting. There's some fun history on your website. I encourage everybody to take a look at the broader center. But the focus of the Women's Tampa Bay Business Women's Center is so needed right now in this economy. How have folks fared during COVID?
So, you know, I think COVID's been really tough for a lot of people. I'm going to say for 99% of the people, because it's been different. You've been told to stay home, wear a mask, and now all of a sudden a lot of the restrictions are lifting, and how your businesses had to shift one way, now shift another. And, you know, the word of the year, pivot. So they've had to pivot one way, pivot another. We're so proud we've been able to help so many entrepreneurs access the PPP loans, the EIDL loans, PPP loan forgiveness, the Restaurant Revitalization Fund that launched in early May. So we don't actually do any of the loans, but again, we're a connector of resources. So through the SBA, we're able to connect them to the right links, to the right opportunities, and really to get the word out. We have a wonderful social media marketing program, an email newsletter. So we're very close and stay in close contact with our clients.
Oh, that's great. Because there was a lot of money pouring into the system, and it was not, from what I understand, very easy to understand how to access it and to get those. So you were successful in connecting your clients.
Very much so. We helped over 1,000 entrepreneurs during COVID and to help them access over $1 million in SBA loans. So we're very proud of our assistance.
That's terrific. How many entrepreneurs are sort of under your wing at any one time?
Since 2013, we've had over 6,000 entrepreneurs that have come through.
Oh, that's a good number. Mm-hmm. So anything else you'd like people to know about the center or about your needs or plans?
Yeah, so I think I covered some of this, but we have our entire coaching and webinar program is available in both English and Spanish. All of our coaching is virtual, so we're very excited about that when things open back up. For us, we're going to be opening back up in the fall. We have offices in Tampa as well as St. Pete at the Poynter Institute, and very excited to get involved. Because we are a nonprofit and under the SBA grant, we do need to fundraise. So very excited for anyone that wants to get involved. We have a very diverse fundraising program. So if anyone wants to sponsor any webinars, any business courses, continuous coaching, please feel free to reach out to me. I'd love to talk to you.
Well, thanks very much for sharing your story and providing this opportunity to our viewers. And it's been great talking to you.
Thank you so much, Karen. I appreciate the opportunity. It's so nice to meet you, and we're excited to be a part of St. Pete Catalyst.
Likewise. Thank you.